Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate a very beautiful feast day, a solemnity of All Saints, a time in which the Church honors all the saints in heaven, all those that are known to us, particularly those that are canonized saints, but especially those saints that are, you could say, unknown to us, all those souls who had died in the grace and friendship of God, having been faithful to our Lord to the very end, and now merit perfect happiness with God without end. They are part of the Church triumphant now. Today's solemnity reminds us that we too are called to reach great sanctity of life, to become great saints, that the call to holiness is universal, that is for everyone without exception. So the saints that we honor today are by and large the unknown ones, those that are unknown to us at least. They haven't been formally canonized by the Church. And that's something that is done only for relatively few of the saints. The Church highlights these marvelous examples of holiness for our sake, to encourage us, inspire us, imitate our brothers and sisters who have lived the Christian life successfully. In today's first reading from the book of Revelation, chapter 7, St. John the Apostle refers, to this great group of saints in heaven as a great multitude, which no man could count, from every nation, race, people, and tongue. These saints now experience perfect blessedness or beatitude because they lived according to the Beatitudes, just as Jesus taught, as we heard in today's gospel passage from Matthew chapter 5. So truly blessed are those who live their earthly lives according to these Beatitudes, is living poor in spirit, humbly, in meekness, in mourning for their sins and others' sins, in hunger and thirst after justice, in being merciful, peacemakers, and for having suffered persecution for justice' sake, for the sake of our Lord. The saints all lived for Christ, and so now they live with him forever. And then the words from today's responsorial psalm have been fulfilled as we prayed together, Lord, this is the people that longs to see your face. They live this life desirous to see God face to face, to experience the beatific vision, and now they experience that blessed experience, seeing God face to face, and will do so for all eternity. The multitude of saints in heaven whom we honor today reminds us of the call to holiness, as I mentioned earlier, the universal call to holiness. It's for everyone. God has made every person for eternal life in heaven. Every single person was made for that one purpose or goal, to be with him in heaven. But to enter heaven, one must be holy. Nothing unclean will enter heaven, we're assured. So therefore, all Christians must reach holiness to get to their final end, eternal life in heaven. In more recent times, the universal call to holiness has received special emphasis by the Church. The Second Vatican Council document on the Church, Lumen Gentium, for example, dedicates an entire chapter to it. Out of 8 chapters in that document, one whole chapter is dedicated to the universal call of holiness. Certainly merits a reading or a rereading, a beautiful teaching of the Church. In that document, we read that all in the Church, whether they belong to the hierarchy, the clergy, or are cared for by it, are called to holiness, according to the Apostle Paul's saying, For this is the will of God, your sanctification. That all Christians in whatever state or walk in life are called to the fullness of Christian life and to the perfection of charity. And that all the faithful are invited and obliged to try to achieve holiness and the perfection of their own state of life. So it's very clear, holiness is not only for an elite group in the church, but for every single member of the church, for you and for me. Practically speaking, how do we become holy? That's another thing. So we're called to holiness, but how to achieve it is the question. It's a good question indeed. And so many responses could be given to this question, but one answer that we should start out with right away comes from St. Thomas Aquinas, great doctor of the church, who responded to his own sister asking him that question, how do I become holy? How do I become a saint? And St. Thomas responded with two words, will it. You must will it, desire it, choose it, pursue it, really and truly, day by day, perseveringly, seek it, no matter what obstacles might present themselves along the way. And indeed, there will be many obstacles along the way. So to desire it, to begin with, we must will it, deliberately choose it. Furthermore, to achieve holiness, we have to be clear what holiness really, what it means, essentially. We mustn't fool ourselves in thinking that holiness consists in doing grand, glorious, extraordinary feats, such as founding new religious orders or charitable associations and the like, or in performing miracles, you know, healing somebody, you know, instantaneously from some serious malady or handicap, or whatever it might be, or experiencing extraordinary mystical phenomena, the kinds that you read about in certain lives of the saints, such as receiving private revelations, you know, like St. Faustina, or experiencing apparitions, you know, like Our Lady appearing to you, like the children at Fatima, or locutions, you know, hearing Our Lord or Our Lady speak to you in some extraordinary way, or bilocation, it's like Padre Pio, being in two places, you know, at the same time. Or levitation, you know, flying up, you know, let's say like St. Joseph of Cupertino while he celebrates Mass. People would like to see that, perhaps, you know. But in any case, or even bearing the wounds of the stigmata like St. Francis. You know, these are extraordinary mystical phenomena, and our Lord sometimes grants these things to take place, to manifest a particular person's holiness of life. But they are rather rare, on the whole, and always unnecessary, you could say, not essential, accidental to holiness of life. Rather, the essence of holiness consists in simply doing God's will according to one's specific vocation or state in life, and faithfully fulfilling one's daily duty, no matter how mundane or humdrum or ordinary or seemingly insignificant that might be. Saint Thérèse of Lisieux wisely counsels, if you wish to be a saint, and it will not be hard, keep only one end in view, always to do everything in order to please Jesus. St. Thérèse's secret to holiness can be summarized in a few words. Do little things with great love. And we've heard that so many times. You know, Mother Teresa, after her, you know, live that out very faithfully, doing little things with great love. Little ordinary things are the very stuff of human existence. And so it is in the spiritual life. Little things, ordinary things that we can do, such as waking up and going to bed on time, consistently. Sticking to a prayer schedule, you know, one that we can manage and is beneficial to us. Eating temperately, again, consistently, you know. Fulfilling chores, work, homework, punctually, diligently, without complaining. Speaking to others kindly and never uncharitably. Or for our own days, you know, it's important to use the various forms of media, social media, prudently, responsibly, not wasting so much time on it. But when we do need to use it again wisely, responsibly, purposefully. Bearing a sickness, bodily aches and pains, an inconvenience, patiently offering it up. And the list of so many little things can go on and on. The stuff of daily life that needs to be sanctified and which will make us holy. This is the little way that is within the reach of everyone. So there can be no excuses for any one of us for not reaching great holiness of life. It's always opportune, always needed, you know, saints in the church, and today especially, wouldn't you think? Saints are greatly needed in the church of today and for today. St. Thomas More once said, "The times are never so bad that a good man cannot live in them." That's very true, and our own times are no exception. As Christians, we have the opportunity and the responsibility to be good, to be holy, to become saints in these times, in this generation, this very day, in this very moment, in the precise circumstances of your life, and in no other. This is God's will for each of us. May we too will it, choose it, pursue it daily. And let us proceed along the path of holiness in the shortest, easiest, surest, most beautiful way, together with our Blessed Mother Mary, for she is the mediatrix of all graces, and she, with the Holy Spirit, is continually busy about forming other Christs, forming you and I into other Christs. So we invoke her, we turn to her as the mediatrix of all graces and the Queen of all saints. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Oh.